T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You got your popcorn ready. On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hertl and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, rolling into hour number two. Shane Dennis, Chad Chambers, yours truly. Good to have you with us on a Friday. Plenty of baseball that we got to in detail in hour number one. Hoops aplenty. Shane, I watched a lot of basketball last night.
Okay.
Was not disappointed at all in the Lakers and Clippers, which went down to a late LeBron play, basically, was the difference in the game. There were some really nice moments. I thought the NBA did a good job dressing up the arenas. It looks good. It sounds pretty good.
Okay.
I thought the NBA looked decent last night.
You know what I like the most about it? Is a superimposed shot clock inside the keyhole.
It's cool, isn't it? Yeah,
that's how simple I am. Yeah. If you just box out LeBron clips, you probably win.
Yeah.
Because he had a putback on a really wild shot of his own that he missed for the W. Watching it right now, just kind of an off-balance leaner from the free throw line that had zero chance of going in, and everybody just got away from him. Fundamentals, people.
Yep.
Fundamentals.
Indeed.
I hope you didn't have money on the Pelicans in the opener or in the early game.
No.
Oh, boy. Zion set for the last 7:19. There was about a 14-point deficit that the Jazz made up. And I know it's cliche, and I know it's low-hanging fruit, and it's on everybody's headline, but it's pretty undeniable. Rudy Gobert scored the first and last points of the game last night, and the Jazz beat New Orleans by 2 points.
Yeah.
Guy that kind of, sort of started all
this. The irony was thick, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was almost like it was scripted. It was bizarre. And and by the way, if you haven't ever watched Rudy Gobert play, welcome to the jungle, because he's a pretty damn good player.
He's
big body.
Good player. Yep.
He's athletic. He's a nice player. The Jazz are a team that people probably don't watch a lot, but Gobert and Donovan Mitchell are both really nice players.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice.
I didn't realize they had Mike Conley, too.
Yeah.
Who was
a
rose among thorns in Memphis for a while, but now he's kind of been freed a little bit. But, yeah, Rudy Gobert used to be a shot blocker, and that was about it, and then not that long ago, really. But he had double-double and three blocks last night and, what, two big free throws, at least one.
Yeah.
That
and he made a really nice move on a catch and pivot and an up and under to score the game's first basket, which was a really athletic move for a guy that's a bona fide seven-footer, and he's a wide body, too. So
Zion had an interesting game. Minutes restriction. It was kind of a game-time decision whether he was going to be active, and so they played him. He only played 15 minutes, scored 13 points.
Yeah.
But, again, in the last 7:19, did not get off the bench when the Pelicans were nursing a big lead. 13 points, no rebounds. One assist, two turnovers, 6 of 8 from the floor. kind of a weird line for Zion, who only
he got most of those six going to the basket. He he is just, and he goes to the left too. I mean, he's good either way. So, and he's a load to try to stop. But
-16,
pretty good game.
Plus minus, because that's a thing now. That was Zion, but what was it? Lonzo Ball, 2 for 13 from the floor.
God, he's a horrible shooter, isn't he?
He really is. Missed all of his three-pointers.
And they kept saying during the broadcast he's worked so hard on his shooting, he's improved so much on his shooting, and really, I mean, it's like, okay. I mean, yeah, he was better than a year ago, but he's still not a very good shooter.
He needs to be, and this is a small snapshot, but he needs to be Ricky Rubio or
right.
He needs to be the guy that broke his finger, Rajon Rondo. That's what he needs to be. He needs to be a real point guard.
Yeah.
And there are so many of them nowadays that are as interested or more interested in scoring. Be one thing if he was a good scorer, but he's not. And he's not a good shooter.
And
but
he had doesn't need to be a good scorer.
But he had 7 assists and 6 rebounds.
Right.
So
exactly. He's valuable.
Do what you do and stop taking 13 shots in 27 minutes.
Because every one of his shots look like they're not going in.
Right. You don't have any confidence.
I mean, it's not like, it's not like you're watching somebody and it's like, God, that shot looks good, and then it rattles out. His is like a brick going up there, but just not a very fluid shooter.
And so Lakers-Clippers gave you everything you wanted?
Yes, it did. I was glad to see Landry Shamet back on the floor. In fact, Jake and I were laughing but think about it. He's a few years removed from playing in the Valley and then the 1 year in the American, and now he's being guarded by LeBron James.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just such an odd and yet, I mean, it's just a natural thing for him. So, and more power to him. I think it's great. Good for him. But no, I thought the game was good. And I know you probably weren't. You were probably doing baseball at the time, and good for you. The last and my basketball. I'll bet you Dennis was watching. But all my basketball people out there, the last matchup of the first half, where Kawhi basically cleared, and it was Kawhi and LeBron mano a mano. And you knew it was coming, and it was just fun to watch. Because you're talking about arguably, well, certainly two of the best five players on the planet, and maybe even better than that in the NBA. So, I mean, and they're getting after it. And LeBron won the battle.
Yeah.
He forced
Kawhi. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Kind of a hurried short shot that he took off balance and was short. Nothing happened that would have made you say ooh or ah, unless you're a basketball guy that really likes to watch guys dig in defensively, especially against a supreme offensive talent. And it was a great kind of way to finish the first half for me. LeBron ended up stopping him, and that was fine. And it was just a little 15-second or so possession that I thought was the one of the highlights of the game, short of the way the game finished and things of that nature. But, I mean, yeah, so had everything I needed.
You saw the best player in the world get down in a stance and guard one of the other best players in the world. Yeah,
yes.
I know what you're talking about. I remember seeing that.
And it underscores how much he can guard
and
does guard when he wants to or needs to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've always said the most underrated thing in the NBA is the defense that they play when they want to play defense.
Yeah, when it's really
these guys
important.
Can all do it.
Yeah.
So
the only time I saw LeBron going against Kawhi the other way, he went right around him and dunked on him.
Yeah, sure did, didn't he?
Yeah, kind of took it from the left and all the way down the right side of the lane, and Kawhi
just
got
just
out of the way.
Down.
Yeah. So what do we got today, tonight? We got a full schedule, I feel like.
Yeah.
Multiple games at the same time.
Well, I mean, it's half of the rest of the schedule is going tonight, and then the rest of it's going tomorrow. So, yeah, the NBA now is day-to-day operations.
Oh, heck, we got a 1:30 game today, Magic and Nets.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And we got two games going on.
So it's ongoing.
Three games technically will be all going at the same time. Magic and Nets at 1:30, and then two games start at 3. And then the Celtics and Bucks, I suppose, is the headliner, with apologies to the Rockets and Mavericks. That's at 4:30 and then at 8 o'clock. So, yeah, you like NBA.
Well,
here you go. You get your get your fill today.
Well, Celtics and Bucks is pretty intriguing, so that's not bad.
Yeah, that's the one at 5:30.
That's not a bad second night marquee game. So, so that's back, and then we get the NHL comes back.
Mm-hmm.
If you are so inclined, and I will be inclined to watch the NHL coming up this weekend as well, and I know Jad will too. So, it's good. You know, it's fun to have. And look, we're all holding our breath, aren't we? I mean, I think that baseball has at least proven to us that you can't take anything for granted here, and we're living in very uncertain times, and they're still going to be uncertain. But my sense is that basketball's got a chance because of the bubble nature. Hockey has an even better chance because they're playing in Canada. And
with also,
you know, baseball and football.
I guarantee
yes,
you,
they're also in bubbles.
The NHL has had one eye at all times on the NBA.
Of course.
The whole time. And just kind of taking notes and taking cues from the good and the bad. And
the advantage they have is they're not in a hot spot. In fact, they're in their growth rate is less than 1% for COVID. Especially in Edmonton. I think like Edmonton, it's really flatline.
Huh.
Toronto, there's a little bit more of a challenge in Toronto. But anyway,
yeah,
that's kind of where we're at on this whole thing. So let's get to Mark, who's taking time to join us on the hotline, wants to get in on a little bit of Landry Shamet. Mark, how are you this morning?
Pretty good, pretty good. I was just curious. I was watching a little bit of the game. Is Landry, is he able to play yet? Or
yeah, he played last night. Yep.
Yeah, he played last night. Came off the bench.
He came
off the bench last night. Yep.
Okay, I tried to watch and see if I could see him come in, and I was going back and forth. I never did see him, and I couldn't tell if he was in street clothes or if he was dressed.
He
played.
Came off the bench. He played 22 minutes. Didn't have his best game. He was 1 of 8. He had 2 points, 3 rebounds, but did play 22 minutes. So he is back from COVID and active.
A little rusty, huh?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Yep.
Well, thank you very much.
Didn't shoot you well last night.
You bet.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. So, but anyway, NHL has the huge advantage of being in Canada. I think that gives them the best chance to start and finish with minimal to no interruptions. I really do.
How's the NBA going to go?
That's a great question.
Green light? No problems? We have all learned our lesson here?
I don't know, Shane. Hot spot, and it only takes one or two knuckleheads, and we've already seen some knuckleheaded moves.
Yeah, I mean, people have... They've kind of done their penance, haven't they? Like, yeah, probably shouldn't have done that.
Well, you hope so. You hope so. But,
here's where it might come into play. You see if the Grizzlies' hopes fading when they lose a couple. John Morant's complained about that it's unfair. You get a couple of disgruntled players that don't see the benefit of behaving and the light at the end of the tunnel. I wouldn't be surprised to see players, well, no, they'll get in deep trouble for that. I was going to say just leave, but the organization will hammer them for doing something like that.
But that's the danger point. Sneak it, what the hell, we're out of it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, although that's a, gosh darn it, that sounds so cynical to think about guys thinking only of themselves and not giving a damn about anybody else or the rest of the league for that matter.
But they're so used to in a normal year and season of just getting to do what they want, and they don't. No one will ever find out. Like if Joe backup point guard, wants to go to the Gold Club in Atlanta one night when they're playing the Hawks, mm-hmm. nobody's going to know. Nobody's going to find out. Mm-hmm. If he shows up to the arena the next day hungover and he plays like crap, nobody's ever going to know that. Nobody's ever going to know yeah. that he's mad about his minutes or he's mad at the coach or he thinks he ought to be playing, whatever. Or they're
whatever.
18 and 44 and screw it, they're mailing it in. No one will ever find that out, but they will now, and especially if you
– I would think so.
You leave the bubble if you get sick, even if you don't get sick and you leave the bubble. I mean, you're gonna get found out. So,
well, did you see that Major League Baseball has added a quality control guy? Or
good.
Gal, for each team now. So there's going to be apparently Big Brother is going to be watching. And there's going to be more understanding of where players are going and what they're doing, I guess. I mean, I don't know all of the particular details, but I do know that they've added one for each team in Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball is... You know, Major League Baseball and to a degree the NFL are somewhat problematic because they're all kind of on the honor system.
Yep. And I was just getting ready to say, most of the time, professional sports coaches aren't really that pivotal. But if you're a player's coach or if you have the respect and the ear of your players now, you're probably more important now than you ever have been. That if you, like, hey, fellas, I care about you. You know, you're like my own sons, whatever, blah, blah, blah. If you have real buy-in with your coach now, then you'll have a leg up on the teams that don't because they will, like we talked about, they'll just do whatever the hell they please after a certain breaking point where they – get bored, they're out of contention, they want to do their own thing. I think head coaches, managers, whatever you want to call them, that have the most respect of their team are the ones that are going to stay out of trouble. The really influential and players type coaches, this is their time to shine because this is going to turn into a babysitting thing over the next couple of weeks and months, especially in baseball. And I think you could probably say the same for football. If you got players that really trust your head coach and you follow their lead and take their cues, then they're going to be less likely to go out and mess it up for everybody else. Maybe I'm overstating things. Maybe it's a pie in the sky. But I think if you've got a really, not domineering necessarily, but a head coach or manager that's really got the ear of their players, those are going to be the ones that are better off to staying healthy in all this. And that's not to say that Mike Schilt's not, because a couple of Cardinals just tested positive and we got a postponement tonight. But, you know, it won't take long to figure out after you test positive where you were and how you got it. Because that's the thing.
That's exactly right.
They need to find out. And you're telling on yourself if you go out and get sick, and you're a professional athlete nowadays. So,
And you still can't control things like what your family's doing and where they're going and who they're coming into contact. There are just so many different layers that you've got to kind of protect yourself from. It's very difficult. But this is the price that, unfortunately, everyone has to pay if we are to have seasons to play out. So,
and not all these guys are Lou Williams, okay? They're not all testing positive because they wanted chicken wings from a strip club. All right, like you said, we don't know exactly what everybody's family is doing, the same families that these players are going home to every night. But once you test positive, they do need to find out where you've been and what you've been doing.
Exactly. So, no question about it. So I think that'll be the overriding issue as we continue to move forward, especially in baseball and football. So, anyway. All right, we'll take a break. Be right back. We are on schedule on this day in sports history. Coming up in about, 20 minutes or so. The SEC has spoken. Where are we with college football? in kind of an interesting place, to be really honest. We'll talk about that as we continue. More on our plate. Sports Daily on a Friday. Shane and Bruce. Jad takes us to break. You're on KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.